This is St. Louis Public Radio. If you're hiking or biking on the Katy Trail in St. Charles County this winter, you might come across an unlikely sight. A sled dog team from Hillsboro, Missouri, practicing for races that they never win on a trail where there's seldom any snow. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard takes us on a ride with the Breakaway Siberians.
It's just after sunup on the Katy Trail at Weldon Spring. Dog trainer Richie Camden and his sled dog team are getting ready for a run. As he unloads harnesses and leads from the trailer, 11 blue-eyed Siberian Huskies and one brown-eyed setter watch his every move through the truck windows, impatiently. Nanook leads the chorus, and soon everyone chimes in. The breakaway Siberians want to get going.
They love it. They go absolutely crazy when they start hearing the equipment getting unloaded.
There's no snow on this frosty morning, so Camden and his 13-year-old helper, Dominic Reckert, will ride on wheeled carts, chariot style. Each will be pulled by six eager dogs. Dominic smiles big when he talks about being out on the trail.
It's just amazing. Like, you never think you would ever do this, like in Missouri. It just amazes you how these dogs can do what they do.
They'll go 20 bumpy miles today, practicing for dog sled competitions in Michigan that they know they will not win.
It's not even close, but we're not trying to win the races. We're just trying to provide a good home for the dogs and give them proper exercise so they can have a balanced, happy life.
These underdogs from Missouri rarely see snow, much less run on it. And Camden says that most competitive teams have switched to Alaskan Huskies, a breed that's stronger and faster than his Siberians.
There's been a few that we haven't finished in last place.
But the breakaway Siberians are already winners to Camden and his wife, Leah, who adopt them from rescue groups in the Midwest. These Huskies all have sad tales. Kaya's owner surrendered her because she killed the neighbor's chickens. Bacchus spent years tied to a tree. Cookie was in a foster home for more than a year. Now, they pull together as a team.
Siberian Huskies are a very special breed of dog. A lot of people don't realize how crazy they can be. If they don't get the proper exercise, they'll find a way to release that energy, and a lot of times it's in ways that the owner is not too happy about.
Adopt a Husky is a rescue group in the Chicago area that works with Siberians. Vice President Mary Beth Kolb says the Camdens provide a haven and a purpose for Siberians who are unlikely to ever be adopted as family pets.
They see the diamond in the rough with these rescue dogs. They might see a dog that has been given up because it is just so high energy and crazy and doesn't have a lot of training, and they don't go, oh gosh, we don't want that one. They say, wow, that dog just needs an outlet. It's worked for them. Look at how happy and healthy their team is.
Today's practice run will take about 3 hours. That includes a stop for snacks and water at the midpoint. Camden says it never gets old spending time with his Siberians on this quiet stretch of the Katy Trail.
Good girl, Kaya. Good girl.
Being out here with them and seeing how excited they get and just ready to go all the time they want to run, so it makes her a lot of fun.
At the end of the run, the dogs get heaps of praise and big bowls of food. They may never win a race in Michigan, but here on the Katy Trail, they never come in last.
Good girl, good boys.
I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.
Good girl, Miku, good boy, Toto. Good boy, Jared. Girl, Miku. It's Miku.